Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again from Iosco County Coats for Kids is June Percy. How are you today, June?
Couldn't be better, Kevin. Thank you. Lovely day.
It is. Glad to have you back on the show. And today, of course, you always need coats, but we're going to talk about some of the other things you're looking for to help out with this project for Coats for Kids. One of the things is, from what I understand, there are certain sizes that that you're looking for.
Well, yes, you know, it seems like little boys are very heavy on these coats, and we're always short of 5, 6, 7, 8 for boys. So we've been scratching around this week, and we had a couple of very nice donations came in. The Lions came through for us from Oscoda and Tawas again, and, of course, we depend on other organizations as well. So we were able to place an order today that's going to help us out. So we will be able to fill those kids' requirements when they come through, which is nice, you know.
Yes, it is nice that, you know, all these organizations and the community comes through to help out because they know the winter's coming very quickly, and kids and families are going to need coats.
Well, yeah, and every organization around helps us. I mean, those are just the ones this week, but we get a lot of good support. And it's just as well because Whittemore's shipments have gone out this week. Head Start requirements are coming in, so things are in full swing already, you know. So.
They really are. I know, yeah, you said the last time we talked that you're already sending out coats, that you've gotten calls and requests for coats. Now, is that something you do if somebody's listening in and they can't wait for, you know, a month or so, they won't be able to make it to any of the regular distribution dates? Do you do that?
Yes, they can come to the church. We ask that they call the church and make sure that the office will be open because we don't have a place where Coats for Kids is manned.
Right.
So we depend on the church secretary to help them out. But if they're desperate, they can call 362-5371, which is Grace Lutheran Church in East Tawas. And they will be glad to help, yeah.
All right. And now one of the other things that you always think of just coats and boots and mittens and gloves and hats and scarves and that kind of thing, but a way for you to transport the coats. You were telling me beforehand about a way that made it easier last year, and you're kind of looking for that kind of thing this year.
Well, we are indeed. You know, not too long ago, all our racks were handmade by Arisa for us, which was wonderful at the time. Now we have new racks that are on wheels and move easily. So last year we had a little experiment. Instead of moving the coats by hand, you know, in bundles, we all ran out to the car with the coats and put them in, and we took the racks apart. So it was a very physical operation to get to each school. Last year, Make Way Move All ran the racks fully loaded to Oscoda School for us, and it was like Christmas had come, to tell you the truth. It was just wonderful. So this year we thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could get that for, you know, other places? So O'Connor's are lending us some racks because all the schools are on the same day this year, so we're already short of racks.
Okay.
And Seymour's have agreed to take out Hale for us, and Ben Harris from Make Way is taking out Oscoda's, and St. Vincent's is always willing to help us in Tawas. So
nice. It
looks like we're going to have a very easy time of it this year with all the racks just rolling up into the trucks. It will be nice.
It will be. And again, kudos to all these different businesses and agencies for helping out to make this an easier. You know, you just think about collecting coats and handing them out, but there is so much more that goes on behind the scenes.
And the other thing, of course, is we're always looking for money.
Yeah.
We depend on money. And one of our big fundraisers is knitting the hats for Perchville. You know, the little fishy hats?
Yes.
I don't know if you ever saw the scarves and hats that we make, Kevin.
I have seen them out at Perchville, yes.
Okay. Well, there's about 5 or 6 women get together every week, and we sit and chat and knit, and we make these hats. And if there are any good knitters out there who'd care to volunteer, we'd be delighted to have you help us make a few extra hats that we can sell. You know, we sell them for $20 each, and that's a lot of coats. Over the last 5 years, I think we've made well over $8,000 on those hats and scarves.
All right. So
It's a worthwhile thing.
It really is. So if they're out there listening in and they go, hey, I've got some time, I would love to do that, would they contact you about what you're looking for and what they need to do?
Yes. Yeah. If you call the church, Again, their number is 362-5371. Mm-hmm. And leave your name, I'll get in touch with you. Or you could leave a message on my home phone, which is 362-8161. And I'll get back with you.
Very good.
Yeah, it would be lovely.
And if you're out and about and you're doing some shopping, buy an extra coat, drop it into the boxes. They're all over Iasco County as we help out Iasco County Coats for Kids. And June Percy from Coats for Kids, we appreciate you spending some time with us once again. And as we get closer to the distribution dates, we'll get you on again and talk about how things are going.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Pleasure talking to you.